VoiceOver describes what's happening on your iPhone screen.
VoiceOver on, settings.
So you can navigate it just by listening.
Books, contacts, calendar, double tap to open. Breakfast with Anna from 10 to 11.
And get on with your day. Accessibility. There's more to iPhone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to a special bonus bite of the Game podcast. I'm Natalie Sawyer and my co-host Gab Marcotti is in Monaco. Lucky him. The group stage draw for this season's Champions League has taken place, and with England represented by four teams, allow me to hand over to Gab to discuss what the groups hold in store for Manchester City, Manchester United, Tottenham and Liverpool.
Not really the best of draws for English clubs here in Monaco. The draw has just taken place, and kind of going to give you my thoughts on the four English clubs and the way they were drawn. Let's start with Manchester City, who I think probably got the easiest ride of the four. They're in a group with Shakhtar Donetsk. Like last year, and you remember Shakhtar Donetsk, I thought, played really well against them last year. But it's been a bit of a rebuild. Obviously, they lost Fred. They lost Bernard. Their manager, Paulo Fonseca, still one of the smarter coaches out there tactically in the game. But it's really difficult to reload year on year. They're also in there with Lyon, coached by Bruno Genesio, more of an old school coach. Lyon, not really the kind of side that's, I think, likely to spark into life. And then Hoffenheim. Hoffenheim, I think a lot of people know their manager, Julian Nagelsmann, appointed first team coach at, was he 28 years old, something like that, rumored to be joining Leipzig next season. I think he kind of squeezed everything he can out of this team at this stage. I think he's already looking ahead to where he's going to be working next season, and they're a little bit deflated. So for me, I don't see any real issues for Pep Guardiola in navigating his way through Group F. Next up, let's look at Spurs. Obviously, this is one heck of a tricky group on paper. Obviously, Barcelona, you know, you've got another 6 months of Coutinho settling in. You've got Dembele, who's looking good again. You've got the guy Lionel Messi, who I'm told is pretty good. They've strengthened the back line as well with Clement Lenglet. It's different from the Barcelona of the past. It's certainly probably a more direct side. I think this is going to be a tough nut for Pochettino to crack. Although, as we saw last year, he's certainly not intimidated by reputations. But then in there, too, PSV Eindhoven. They started out really well in the Dutch Eredivisie, coached, of course, by Mark van Bommel. They have one of the more exciting players out there, Chucky Lozano, the Mexican. You may remember him from the World Cup when he absolutely dismantled Germany. I'd keep an eye on that guy's pace up against Jan Vertonghen. And then the fourth team, Inter Milan, making their return to the Champions League after seven seasons. They've certainly added a lot of players. Raja Nangolan, Keita Balde, Asamoah from Juventus. They've got a great manager, I think, in Luciano Spalletti, one of the best young center forwards around in Mauro Icardi. Still some question marks in the early going. They've been inconsistent, and that's been something that that sort of haunts them a little bit. They need to find their consistency. In some ways, maybe they're a little bit like the way Spurs were a few years ago. They're a little bit Spursy, if you pardon the expression. I think Spurs should be fine in this group, but certainly Inter and PSV are both tough outs, I think, that Pochettino is going to have to prepare for. Now, Liverpool, again, short end of the stick in the draw here, I think, because you've got Paris Saint-Germain, obviously with Neymar and Mbappe. As I wrote in my Times column on Monday, they've gone a bit minimalist this year. They haven't spent as much. They've tried to cut the wage bill. They've added Gigi Buffon between the stick, although he'll be suspended for the first few group games because of the Michael Oliver incident, of course, in last year's quarterfinal. But still, for PSG, obviously, the Champions League is the be-all and end-all. And you'd imagine that they are favorites to win the group. Then they've got Napoli, who... it's going to be interesting because Napoli, of course, moved on from Maurizio Sarri to Carlo Ancelotti. A ton of experience. They didn't really lose too many players from the starting 11, just a goalkeeper and Jorginho in midfield. So it's 9/11 of the team that really played such great football last year and did so well in Serie A. And then on top of that, you've got the added element of Ancelotti, who's got a ton of experience and a stellar record in the Champions League. Nobody's won it more times than he has, of course. So that should be interesting for how Jurgen Klopp goes and approaches it. The fourth team in there, Crvena Zvezda, formerly Red Star Belgrade. It's interesting because they won the league last year. They had two strikers, Pesic and Richmond Boake, who between them scored 40-odd goals, and they're both gone. And it's kind of a sign of the times of where they went. One to Al Ittihad, and the other one, Boake, went to China. This is a team that, you know, basically kind of produces players and then sells them on. You'd expect them to finish bottom of the group. Certainly I would. So I think it's going to come down to how Liverpool fare against Paris Saint-Germain and Napoli. I see Jurgen Klopp's man probably advancing from this group. Finally, Manchester United. Hey, look, they get to take on Cristiano Ronaldo and Juventus. Juventus, of course, over the summer, bringing back Leo Bonucci from AC Milan, signing Emre Can from Liverpool, and that man, Ronaldo, as well. Probably favorites in the group at this point, given also their record in the competition, two finals in the last 4 years. Elsewhere, Valencia. Marcelino, I think, a really, really smart coach. And they've reloaded as well, adding Michy Batshuayi, of course, former Chelsea striker. Gonzalo Guedes, who was on loan from PSG. They made his move permanent. He's been really, really good for them. A tricky opponent. Young Boys Bern. Again, I kind of hate going out and writing anybody off, but again, on paper, they don't seem to be much of a threat, although they do have the former Paris Saint-Germain striker Guillaume Horeau, who's been a goal machine, at least in the Swiss league. So, but for me, again, Juventus and United to go through from Group H. So that's my overview from Monaco. Hope you guys are all back on Monday for the podcast, when Natalie and I will be in the studio together for I think possibly the first time since the Premier League started. So be sure to download us.
VoiceOver describes what's happening on your iPhone screen.
VoiceOver on, settings.
So you can navigate it just by listening.
Books, contacts, calendar, double tap to open. Breakfast with Anna from 10 to 11.
And get on with your day. Accessibility. There's more to iPhone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.